With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It promises to be another eventful week as President Trump's policy on tariffs kicks into an even higher gear. On Wednesday, the president promises to slap reciprocal tariffs on other countries, including some major U.S. trading partners and allies. Mr. Trump says many have taken advantage of the U.S. for decades. Disney and its ABC TV network are coming under the microscope at the Federal Communications Commission.
In a letter to Disney's CEO, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said the investigation will see whether the company is promoting invidious forms of DEI discrimination. He said he has significant concerns about Disney's practices. The Trump administration has taken aggressive action against the media by shutting down Voice of America and limiting AP's White House coverage. The FCC currently has open investigations into ABC, CBS, and NBC News. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld Elon Musk's $1 million giveaway to two voters. It's meant to spur interest in tomorrow's crucial Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
The reason for the checks is that it's really just to get attention. It's like we need to get attention, and it's somewhat inevitably, when I do these things, it causes the legacy media to like kind of lose their minds.
At a Sunday rally in Wisconsin, Musk said the race could have national implications, including determining control of the U.S. House. Freezing rain and severe storms leaving well over 100,000 people without power across parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Indiana. The death toll from the 7.7 magnitude earthquake that hit Myanmar has passed 1,700 as more bodies have been pulled from the rubble. This is SRN News. Utah's governor has signed a law requiring app stores to verify users' ages and get parental consent for minors.
It's called the App Store Accountability Act, and Utah is the first state to enact such legislation. Under the new law, app stores are required to request age information and get parental consent for minors to download apps to their devices. Similar bills have been introduced in at least 12 other states in the latest fight over children's online safety. Utah's governor also signed a measure last week to protect the children of online content creators. George Williams, SRN News.
Under a Tennessee bill, students would be taught marriage before children as one key to success. The proposal, advancing inside the state's GOP-controlled legislature, would teach a proper sequence of life events: high school, job or higher education, marriage, and then kids. Proponents argue the plan could help lift people out of poverty. This is SRN News. The scourge of many a cotton field here in the U.S., these pests, a type of beetle, are being welcomed with open arms elsewhere in the world.
South Africa unleashing weevils imported from the United States in a bid to fight off the growth of Salvinia minima. That's an alien species of aquatic plant native to South America. Scientists will release the weevils at sites across North Africa while also setting up breeding plants to increase their numbers. They hope the weevils munch their way through the Salvinia and damage it so it sinks. Researchers warn the invasive plant, which stops oxygen from getting to the water, is now threatening to invade neighboring countries Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Mozambique. Jason Walker reporting.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down 265 points. NASDAQ futures off 266. More details at SRNNews.com.